Hi, Tammy here with the Vineyard Christian Fellowship in Avondale, Colorado, where together as a small church, we learn to experience, explore, and express God's words in our day-to-day lives. Today's message is called Learning to Walk Like Daniel. We are creatures of habit, aren't we? We plan to get up each day and we do this and that. And if we run into detours on our way to work, we become aggravated. I don't know about you, but I do it all the time. If the cashier at the store is too slow, then we bounce from one line to the next, trying to hurry through the store and get back to our routine. You know, these past few weeks have challenged many of us on different levels, no doubt. Our routines, our plans, the way we do things have come to a grinding halt. I see posts on Facebook, you know, one GIF or GIF or whatever it's called. How are you handling quarantine? What are you doing with your extra time? And for some, the time is filled with homeschooling. And for others, it's been helping neighbors. For some, it's Netflix. For some, it's complaining. It's Facebook. I mean, I don't know. What are you filling your time with? But the truth is, after a while, frustrations and tensions start flaring. And we're watching, we're seeing it now unfold. Protests are breaking out in communities across America. Some people are angry because they have to stay at home, and others are angry because the stay-at-home orders are being lifted. So where do you stand? What are you filling your time with? How is your heart? What has captured your attention? This week, while I was preparing the message, I felt like I was bouncing all over the place until I landed on a very familiar story from the Old Testament, one you'll probably recognize. It's the story of Daniel and the lion's den. I'm not going to read the whole chapter to you today, but I do encourage you to put some time aside and read it for yourself. I do want to read a few little pieces. Daniel chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. I'm reading from the NLT. It says, Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and high officers. Because of Daniel's great ability, the king made plans to place him over the entire empire. Then the other administrators and the high officers began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs, but they couldn't find anything to criticize or condemn. He was faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy, so they concluded, our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel will be in connection with the rules of his religion. You know, something I think that's worth noticing is our enemy is always looking for ways to take us down. I think when we go through our day-to-day lives and we don't pay attention to that truth, then we're a bit naive. Daniel's ability to walk a noble walk, I don't believe was because of his awesomeness. I truly believe it was because of his deliberate and intentional daily connection with God. And I believe it for two reasons. One, verse 5, it says, so they, his enemies, concluded our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel will be in connection with the rules of his religion. So they knew that. They knew he walked with God just by watching him. The second reason is verse 10. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open towards Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done. You know, Satan's been defeated. However, he seems to be ignorant to this fact, and he never gives up, or at least not until Jesus comes in that final battle to take him down. In the meantime, I think it's important that we remain aware. He is always on the prowl. He's always looking for a way to take you and I down, looking for ways that I believe to accuse us. And I believe it's because of this that we need to try to live like Daniel. It's imperative that we deliberately and intentionally remain connected to God. In Daniel's time, Satan used jealousy of those around Daniel to trick the king Darius to decree a law. We find that in verse 7. It says, we are all in agreement, the administrators, the officials, high officers, advisors, and governors, that the king should make a law that will be strictly enforced, giving orders that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you, your majesty, will be thrown in the den of lion. So you ask yourself, how did Daniel respond to this quarantine, this prayerful quarantine. Verse 10, he says, "But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and he knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its window open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to God." With new rules and orders being issued from our leaders, so many Christians are in a tizzy. What do we do? How do we do church? And I guess this podcast, the message that I really want you guys to hear is, regardless of this restrictions placed on us, the one thing that can't be taken from us is our time with God. This is not the time to do nothing. It's not the time to get lost in anger and worry, nor is it the time to lash out. This is the time to get real with God. Prior to this whole lockdown, where was your relationship with God? Is there room to improve? I implore you to use this time to make new habits, improve on other habits, and deliberately and intentionally pour into your relationship with God. Something I think we need to be aware of, like Daniel, the enemy is the same, Satan. The battleground might look different than it did in Daniel's time, but make no mistake, Satan's desire is to separate you and I from God and to give us reasons to disconnect. And when he can't, then he'll try to use our faith to attack. But God who saved Daniel is the same God who saves you and I today. Being under stay-at-home restrictions doesn't hinder our worship or our time with God. That's a lie served up by the enemy. In fact, if we use this time to be creative, it can actually free us up for more time with God. This is not the time to panic. It is the time to pray. Let's remember that God allowed Daniel to be put into the lion's den, just as he allowed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be put into the fiery furnace. He is the same God that allowed Paul and Silas to be put into prison, and he's the same God who held the hand of Peter as he walked on water. Faith in the living God gives peace and poise in the middle of uncertain times. It doesn't cause us to panic and become unriled. Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4 says, "You keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all those whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock." Daniel was more at peace in a den full of lions than Darius was in a palace full of comforts. I want to be clear that what God wants most in our lives is that we trust him with the entirety of our lives. Understand this. The lions did not attack Daniel, not because Daniel was awesome, but because God did not allow it. God did not allow it. And if you are in a lion's den with a bunch of lions, they can't harm you if God does not allow it. And if he does allow it, then it is for the very best. And I don't even dare to try to figure out what that is. But I know that God's will is the most important thing for you and I to seek. Daniel gives us a beautiful example of what the faith walk looks like. Walking in faith does not mean things won't change. It does not mean that Satan won't try to derail us. Walking in faith is resting in the sovereign will of God. And if we are to experience peace, then we need to deliberately and intentionally remain connected with God. Keep praying, keep reading, keep studying, keep seeking, keep working at keeping God at the center of your thoughts, at the center of your day. I think that as Christians, we have become lazy in our relationship with the Lord. It's been a lifestyle of convenience. And so when inconveniences happen, when stay-at-home orders happen, when there's detours, when there's a slow cashier, when there's a slow driver in front of us, we become frustrated instead of grabbing the opportunity of those extra moments to spend with God, to seek God, to thank God, as Daniel did. I think that walking in faith is definitely a discipline that I personally could use more practice in. And I encourage you to practice, to walk in that faith every single day, to be genuine, to cry out to God, to use this time to seek Him, to be mindful that the enemy is. He is looking for a way to take you down. And if it's through your frustration, if it's through your anger, if it's through your pride, He'll do it. And we have to be guarded against that. And I believe the only way for us to do that is to make sure that we are intentionally connected with God, that we are prayerful, that we are in the Word. You guys, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that each one of us, that God will use our weakness to be a testimony to His power, to His reliability, to His provision, to His grace, and to His mercy. Thanks for tuning into this podcast. I don't know how it all works, but subscribe or whatever it is you need to do to hear more. And I'll see you next week. God bless you guys.